You're listening to Vinyl Bones, the Rock Doctor. Making you feel real different. Radioactive.fm.
Oh, hi. Vinyl Bones here. How's it going? Let me just adjust the levels on this sucker. Welcome along to my global internet radio podcast broadcasting show. It's a little after 4:05 p.m. So let's kick things off with a little tune. It's something that I know you're gonna love. Oh, sucker. That was alright. That was Lindsey Buckingham on with the show. My name is Vinyl Burns. I'm coming at you from the deep south of Wairarapa City in Martinborough Precinct. Antipodean, New Zealand. It's where I live and where you would like to live. And if you talk to me just right, then I might let you. I'm a couple of weeks out from embarking on a 10-week tour of Canada, Europe, kinda, and Turkey. Gonna finish it up in Turkey. I enjoyed being there a couple of years ago. I was gonna be there last year, but they had a political referendum situation, so I would have gone anyway, but they said, no, we're not doing it. Because turns out that the first day of the festival was the day that, depending on the result of the referendum, the revolution would be starting. So that was a conflict of venues. And you never want to overbook your commitments. Also, some of the cities we would be traveling to were quite close to Syria. And with my American lineage, although I mostly distance myself from them, particularly at the moment, but the charisma and the undeniable American stylings that I carry with me wherever I go, hard to shake off, particularly in a Middle Eastern neighborhood. And Syria is hot right now. Not really through any major fault of the locals, usually the case. Some hungry monster comes in and wants your honey. That's kind of how it works. And here's a song about that from Johnny Marr. This is called The Priest. Vinyl Burns is a clearing in the jungle of radio wilderness. Swing on in, Tarzan. Johnny Marr right there, The Priest. The man is back. Man, I did about 6 weeks, I think, on the road listening to Johnny Marr a couple of years ago when his last album dropped, The Messenger. Or was it the tour before that? I lose track. It's a busy world we're all a part of. However, glad to have another set of his songs in my earbuds on the flights and the airports, the golf cart, you know, from stage to green room. It's a long journey sometimes. If you're not familiar with entertainment, then sometimes there's more that happens in an entertainer's life than what you get to see as an audience member 700 rows back at a stadium arena somewhere in Leningrad or somewhere. I have never played Leningrad. I don't know why I said Leningrad. It's hard to know what to say sometimes. But I don't find that when I'm on stage. Sometimes when I'm in the green room and there's other people hanging around that I don't know, sometimes I get chatty. It's nice. Sometimes I just want to be alone, but they're not letting me be alone. They're sitting around just looking at me, wondering, should I talk to that man? So I write a little sign, just says, no thanks, don't talk to me. I'm being alone at the moment. And then usually, once they read that, they get the message, but they still don't leave. They sit around and they'll kind of, like, eventually I need a drink or a snack or something, and I go over to the buffet table, and I'll pour a little coffee, and someone else, one of them will be there, and I'll have to, just out of necessity and sort of politeness, because you don't want to reach across in front of somebody, even if you have been mildly confrontationally separatist with them, you still don't want to reach across, because that's rude. So you have to ask them to pass the sugar. And that's sometimes difficult to handle. Yeah, anyways. So, I forget what I was saying there, but it's basically time for more music. I'm in a mood for, I don't know about you, but then this is a new one, so like none of us really know what we're getting. But I got a hankering for a little river flow action. This is Mr. Joe Henry. You're with Vinyl Burns on the Internet Radio. River falls at the fall below, and the river flood or floor, river floor. It's hard to tell what the lyrics are doing sometimes. I don't look at them. I don't have them written down. I regard that as cheating. That's Joe Henry, nonetheless. I remember that much. River Floor was the name of the track. Do you ever listen to R.E.M.? They're from America. I think they're around. But Michael Stipe, that guy, a lot of good stories I've heard people tell about his lyrics and his presentation of them. I heard that one particular song, they were in a studio and it had literally a hole in the ground in the studio, the recording booth. And Michael Stipe climbed down in the hole and he sang the whole song from inside the hole and the rest of the band couldn't even see him. And it sounds so bad that they just turned the lyrics right off and replaced it with the sound of a lawnmower. I don't know if that's true, but some guys that I really trust told me that it was. But no, it might have been some other guys, actually. No, I'm pretty sure it was the guys that I really, really trust with my life. They told me that. It's hard to know who's telling you the right thing and who's telling you the wrong thing. But it's all about fidelity when it comes down to it. It's all about trusting what you're hearing. Ooh, I got a message! But that's none of your business. Mm-mm-mm. So, on the subject of fidelity and longevity and trust and beautiful friendships, here is the already great Neil Young with a song conveniently titled Already Great. You at Vinyl Burns. It's 4:15 p.m. New Zealand time. Well, you can't deny a man his legacy. And when a man is already literally great and he sings a song entitled Already Great, you gotta hand it to him. That's balls. So this has been Vinyl Burns, back on the radio waves with my internet radio show right here on the internet, coming at you live from the deep south Wairarapa City, Martinborough precinct, sunny, or in fact on this time of year, pretty cold and chilly, wintry New Zealand. Not as cold and wintry as the north gets sometimes, and I'm heading up there soon, but it ain't going to be winter there, it's going to be summertime. So if you're in Edmonton, Grand Prairie, Thunder Bay, Edinburgh, or Izmir, Turkey, then come see me live, or catch me on the internet throughout August, doing a nightly show with my good friend and colleague, client, and I was going to say lover, but that's just inaccurate. And he's a man of many talents, he's a gentleman of the world. And I'm not even going to say who it is, I'm going to leave the air a mystery, but stay tuned through August. You'll hear me, you'll see me, you'll find me. Find me at vinylburns.com, Facebook me, hit me up with a love, find me on the Instagram, Instajammers, and if you're a Face Mason, then find me on the Face Mason Nation book. Vinyl Burns, signing off. I'll be back with you real soon, and until then, you stay as good as I imagine that you all look when you're looking at me. Vinyl Burns, good night.
Seven out of ten people enjoy listening to Vinyl Burns speak to them on the radio. So if you don't like this, you are scientifically wrong. This has been a scientific fact, so I hope you are listening.